Thank you. Okay, Judge Buckley.
Here.
Miss Fleming.
Here.
Judge Kelly.
Judge Kelly sent me an email. She's not able to attend.
Thank you. Judge Siebert. Judge Siebert.
He's on screen. Looks like he just stepped away for a moment.
All right, thank you. Judge Thompson.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Finke.
I'm here.
Mr. Harrigan.
Here.
Mr. Kim.
Here.
Mr. Riley.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Taniguchi. And Mr. Yamasaki.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll start. For the
record, it looks like Neil Taniguchi is here as well, just not on screen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so we'll start the meeting. Let me first of all entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the November 4 virtual meeting, which is found at page 3.
Yamasaki moves approval.
Thank you. A second?
I'll second.
I didn't see who said that.
Harrigan seconds.
Thank you very much. Does anyone oppose the approval of the minutes? Okay, moving on. Written public comments were not received, and so that concludes the public comment portion of the meeting. Ms. Fleming, may I ask you to sort of take the lead on the discussion, or at least the presentation?
Absolutely. Thank you, Judge Buckley. To start with, we have item one found on page 5 of your materials. This is SB 170 ongoing $7 million increased transcript rate funding. It's an allocation methodology and there is action required. It is consideration of a recommendation from the Ad Hoc Court Reporter Funding Subcommittee on an allocation methodology to cover the costs associated with the increased transcript rates effective 21-22. On September 23rd, 2021, the governor signed SB 170, which amended the 2021 Budget Act and included $7 million in ongoing general fund to the council for establishing a methodology to allocate the funding to all trial courts to cover the costs associated with increased transcript rates pursuant to AB 177. The budget language for SB 170 can be found on page 5 of your materials. In response to the need for the allocation methodology, an ad hoc court reporter funding subcommittee was established, including myself, Judge Conklin, Kevin Harrigan, James Kim, and Brandon Riley. Through recent deliberations, an allocation methodology was developed to help all courts cover increased transcript costs. The methodology first averages actual transcript expenditures by court for the last three fiscal years, and then applies a proportional allocation of the $7 million to each court based on their averages, which for this year represents a 44% increase for each court based on their historical expenditures. It is recommended that the funding be provided in one lump sum after council approval. The materials for this item include a recommended effective date of July 1st, 2021. However, the ad hoc subcommittee would like to change this effective date to September 23rd, 2021, which was the date the increased transcript rates were effective in order to align with the budget language. Lastly, because this funding is intended solely to cover the costs associated with increased transcript rates, any unspent funds are required to revert. Pages 6 and 7 of the materials outline the calculation to take place for the annual reversion, which would be used for each court's prior, which would use each court's prior year actuals as a baseline to identify cost increases in the current year. Cost increase will be compared to the funding appropriation, and any remaining appropriation balance will be collected for reversion. Since the funding is ongoing and this is the first year using this methodology, we would revisit the allocation method at the end of the fiscal year to determine if any changes would be needed. The recommendation for this item is on page 7 of the materials, and the methodology is listed as attachment 1A in the subsequent pages. Judge Buckley, I would turn it back to you to open up for discussions and questions regarding this item.
Thank you, Rebecca. So let's start with questions. Any questions or discussion? Okay. As usual, Ms. Fleming, you were brilliant in the presentation and everyone understands it. So the recommendation, as indicated, is on page 7. Is there any motion to make that recommendation to take back?
I'll move to approve the recommendation as set forth on page 7.
Okay.
Judge Thompson.
This is Judge Siebert. I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, and obviously no questions. Does anyone oppose the motion? Okay, we'll indicate that it's unanimous, and we'll make that recommendation to tick back. Ms. Fleming, would you please continue with item 2, please?
Yes, Judge Buckley. So this one is SB 170, ongoing $30 million court reporter funding allocation methodology. The materials you'll find on page 10, and this is a consideration of a recommendation from the Ad Hoc Court Reporter Funding Subcommittee as well on an allocation methodology to increase the number of court reporters in family law and civil law case types effective 21-22. SB 170 also included $30 million ongoing general fund to the Judicial Council to be utilized exclusively for establishing a methodology to allocate funding to all trial courts to increase the number of court reporters in family law and civil cases. The funding shall not supplant existing trial court expenditures on court reporters in family law and civil law cases. The budget language for this is provided on page 10 of the materials. The same ad hoc court reporter funding subcommittee deliberated on this funding as well, and a recommendation for allocation was developed utilizing the assessed judicial need from the 2020 Judicial Needs Assessment Report as the best metric for this methodology because of the parallel work drivers between judgeships and court reporters. The budget language refers to family law and civil law cases, which means all non-criminal case types, so it would exclude felonies, misdemeanors, and infractions, but would include civil, family, juvenile, probate, and mental health. This assessed judicial needs data includes separate non-criminal and criminal judicial need by court. We focused on using the non-criminal judicial need, which is consistent with the budget language. The proposed methodology includes the following. First, applying a $25,000 funding floor to all courts, resulting in 11 of the 15 Cluster 1 courts receiving this floor amount, equivalent on average to a 0.25 full-time equivalent court reporter position. Secondly, allocating the remaining funding proportionately to all other courts based on their non-criminal judicial need. Third, this funding is recommended to cover new court reporters in family law and civil law case types, effective July 1st, 2021, and is recommended to go out in one lump sum. Just as with the transcript funding, this funding must revert as well if not used towards costs associated with increasing court reporters in family law and civil law cases. Judicial Council staff will work on the development of a true-up process to collect unspent funds after verification of funding use and ensuring funds were not used for supplanting. This would be done by determining how many court reporters each court had on July 1st, 2021, and noting how many were added by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, 2022. Since the funding is ongoing, and this is the first year of this methodology, we would revisit the allocation method at the end of the fiscal year to determine if any changes would be needed. The recommendation for this item is on page 12 of the materials, and the methodology is listed as attachments 2A and 2B on the subsequent pages. And I will turn it back over to you, Judge Buckley, for discussion.
Great. Let's start with questions. Any questions of Rebecca or staff or others? Hearing none. Two for two, Ms. Fleming. Well done. Entertainer motion to recommend to tick back the recommendation that's found on page 12 of the material.
Judge Buckley, this is David Yamasaki. I'd like to move, make a motion to approve the recommendations that are contained on page 12, and also note that the ad hoc funding subcommittee did a really great job detailing some of the complexities that relate to this these monies, as well as some of the conditions that have been placed. And for those reasons, I feel very comfortable making the motion to approve the recommendations.
And I would second Judge Buckley. This is Chad Finke. I would second the motion and also David's comments.
Okay, so let's take the motion first. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Anyone oppose the motion? No opposition. I will show that it was unanimously approved, and that will be the recommendation to the pickback full committee. Anything else from anyone? Rebecca, do you have anything else?
No? You okay. Have heard enough from me today. Thank you.
Hey, I've got some lawyers in the courtroom. Maybe if you could talk to them, they'll be happy and not have any problems.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve that.
I was actually going to provide a counter motion that Mr. Yamasaki take that one.
There you go. Okay, good. Well, again, echoing what was said about the ad hoc group, it just was superb, and we thank each and every one of you. Everyone, please have a very safe and nice Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're with loved ones. We are finishing up. Cottrell, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You as well.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks, all.